I'd like to receive guidance on the themes for today, our minds, the use of our minds, and understanding of mind, and also who we are then as souls. What's the difference? How to understand that soul nature? So easy to understand the physical nature and the emotional. Less so the mind, but harder to find the understanding in the words for our soul nature. The human being was endowed within the brain with what has been called the thousand-petaled lotus, the organ of consciousness, the organ that can register, receive, and develop absolute consciousness. What is consciousness? Consciousness is the fully awakened knowing, the gnosis, the knowledge of being. It knows its surroundings. It knows the intricacy of its formation. It knows all there is to know. So these lofty words describe the potential design and built in to this human being, this embodiment that can host the full consciousness of itself and of its universe, of its journey before and after its evolution. So then what is mind? Mind is an extension, an aspect and a tool of this thousand-petaled lotus we speak of. Lotus is a symbol, a specific symbol of the frequencies and the energy capacity, the energy rays like petals that this brain holds in the center of itself. Mind is its tool. Mind is the capacity to articulate, to receive, to conjecture, to remember, to express, to steer, to design, to build, to create realities, to create paths and journeys and create evolution for the holder of that mind. Mind is this potent tool, of the inner creator. And every human being is a shadow of the absolute creator. The mind is being partially used at this time. Partially illumined and partially activated. Mind is a window. It is an agent and an aspect of your being. That is your legacy, and that holds so much more within it. How to use that mind then? The mind cannot direct itself. Remember that. The mind cannot be directed by the emotion, by the emotiveness. The mind cannot be directed by the body. The mind cannot be directed by itself. It will flounder. It will entangle. It will fall onto repeat. And it will get caught in its habits. It will get grooved pathways of repetitive behavior and beliefs, and it will become diminished, if not directed, by the higher aspects, the higher frequencies in your being. The mind is a tool of the soul, of the greater self, the atmic self. And as a tool of that sovereign, eternal aspect of your being, it flowers, it opens up. It is a receiver of direct knowledge. It is a receiver from beyond the individual. And it is receptive to universal knowledge, intuitional knowledge. The mind is a dangerous organ, a dangerous window. The mind can create cathedrals, create intricacies, worlds even. Look what mind creates, artificial intelligence, wonders, and yet without the direction from the wisdom in the greater self, the wisdom that flows into the greater self from beyond itself. The mind is a dangerous tool. The mind works on its own accord. I can do this, I can do that. It doesn't see the greater connectivity to the world, to the earth, to humanity, to family, to town. It is a dangerous tool when it is directed by the egoic will, by the lower nature. To get to know your mind as this brilliant crystalline lens designed to receive the streams of knowing, streams of truth, is to use your meditation that way. Learn how to calm it and still it. The calmer, the quieter, and even the emptier the mind is, it is truly a still ocean. It can reflect the stars, reflect the sky. can reflect the divine truth, the higher truth. It can be a receiving dish, and it can put together all the information that darts down upon its glassy surface into understanding, into incredible knowledge of its existence, of beyond its own self. It can know, the mind can know, when it is flooded with the intuitional streams coming from the soul, it can know anything. It needn't read, it needn't study, it needn't wait. The capacity of mind for knowledge is indescribable. But to develop that is to learn how to step back, not let it be its own boss, not let it create your realities. The mind can hold a fear, and the emotion can show the fear, and the body can manifest the fear. Look what mind can do. It can create a belief, a false belief. And the emotional body can feel that shame, that hurt, that anxiety. And the body will express it. An unchecked mind creates havoc. And as you look around humanity, that's what you've seen. What is a war? It is mind taking over with anger and revenge, and greed, and passion. There is no soul flowing in to direct those passionate minds, those revengeful, self-seeking minds. Look upon your mind with a new wonder of what it is and what it's for. And let your mind turn in service to your higher self. To your higher voice. And your true being. The soul is the container of all your experiences. Your soul is the essence of your being. It doesn't carry your face or your name. It doesn't carry the print of your life. Only the results. Only that which has been learned. That which has been done. The soul contains all that you are. It contains everything you've ever learned. It contains the energy print, the energy memory. Human being becomes quite amnesic to its greater self, stripped down into infancy, undeveloped brain, 12, 24 years, starts over and over, and yet the soul is there, it's the inner director. It is the inner calling. As you come into more and more consciousness, everything dissolves but your soul. Your soul is what your mind listens to, and what your heart listens to, what your body is here to carry. Your soul is where your wisdom is. It is where your truth is. It is what shines in your eyes. It is what sings in your voice. Your soul is what animates your body. It is the very sentient intelligence of life, shaped in individuality as you. Your soul is in your breath, and yes, your body breathes for oxygen. But what is oxygen? But a part of the vital energy that you learned today called Qi. The vital, living, intelligent energy that permeates the universe and that flows into your individuality. It's woven. Whatever your belief is at present, your soul is enjoined to its source, however you name that. Whatever your inheritance is of naming that, you are enjoined and threaded beyond what you feel as a separateness. Your soul is enjoined. Every soul is part of a cell and a great embodiment, connected to all, a receiver from the highest sources of itself. If it has a clear enough lens, if it has developed itself to be a clear receiver, it knows that link. Uses it joyfully. Lets that stream descend into mind, descend into identity, be felt and expressed in heart. The work of every human being is to awaken into this truth, what they really host, what they really are. It's a solitary journey. If there's no one else around you taking the journey, you must still take it. It's a journey that can only occur by your own choice inwardly. It can't be studied and read. It can't be given. It's both a remembrance and a finding. For in your soul you carry many memories, all of you, of when you've been closer, more infused, more in the spiritual reality of being, and the heaviness of embodied life, heaviness of humanity, can imprint, impact, traumatize. Thank you. It's a trauma just to watch a war from across the world. It's a trauma to hear the news of such unconscious actions in the world. It's a solitary journey to ascend and to be one of the ones that chooses to be awake. And as you awaken into that greater space of being, you emanate that. You unknowingly are giving that into that enjoined humanity that you are part of. The highest frequency is always the most powerful. And as an individual moves into a higher frequency state, that draws like a magnet, like a remembrance. It lifts others. So it's a solitary journey, but it's a journey that you do for all.